This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, Keith Law, the Athletic senior baseball writer, former Major League Baseball executive. He has been the best scout in media for a long time when it comes to the college game and putting together draft boards, all that kind of stuff. So think about Mel Kiper, less bits, but baseball kind of deal in terms of longevity. Maybe not as long as Kiper has. Kiper's been doing it since the 80s, but like truly the best doing it. Keith Law is going to join us at 6 o'clock, not only with his thoughts on the Rizzo situation, where the Nats are, but also the Major League Baseball draft is this weekend. And so checking in with Keith when the Nats have the number one overall pick feels like a good use of our time. So we'll do that coming up at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, it is, believe it or not, Anthony, it's Thursday. I know it's easier for you to believe than me. If you don't know what I'm talking about when you hear me say that, dear listener, go back to the start of the show, and you'll know why I've thought it's Friday all day. But Thursday at 5:30 means one thing.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, we kind of got three buckets and never read the comments today. First of all, if you're new to the show, welcome. What we do is we take the best of this show, chop it up, put it on YouTube at the Team 980 and at my YouTube page at Craig Hoffman. We also have episodes of Take Command there as well and the occasional original program on the YouTube side of things. And what we do is we then let you comment because that's how YouTube works. And then we take the best, and best is a relative term. Could be thought-provoking, could be funny, could be interesting, could be dumb, and we want to dunk on you. We take the best comments, we put them here in our little Google document, and we read them and respond to them. And Anthony, there were three buckets of, or three videos that got a lot of traction this week that I want to comment on. One, some thoughts on the uniforms. This was actually before they were launched, our chat with Kevin Sheehan, but some of the comments, as you'll see, were definitely people finding that video after the release. And then the Terry McLaurin contract situation. And then separate, totally, NBA. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's get to it, baby.
All right. Very excited Anthony Haney, after he missed a week of comments, is fired up and ready to go. Joey, Anthony, did you just delete the comment? Or no, you didn't. Okay. Did you? I don't know. My whole browser just like freaked out for a second. I think we're good. And you're the only other person in the document, and I wasn't touching anything. My hands were up.
My cursor's all the way at the top of the screen. So I don't think I deleted anything.
All right. I think we're good. All right. Joey DiDonato, K3U5U, says, these are the new generation Super Bowl uniforms. And then Jeffrey Kopfel, 2304, says, yes, please make them permanent. So, and this, by and large, Anthony, was the reaction that I saw. We took calls yesterday, and it's funny because every caller was kind of like, shouting down, yelling at the bring the name back crowd, except for there aren't that many of them. Just like people are psyched with this. The reaction was positive. And so there's no need to shadow fight the people that do exist. It's not no one. And if you're listening right now and you're like, I'm one of those people, okay, fine. Like, you do you. But I do think by and large, like 75, 80, 90% of all feedback I saw across social media platforms, across calls, things that I heard on other shows, everything, people are just buzzing over these uniforms. And I love that first comment from Joey, who's like, you know, because these are like the Super Bowl era uniforms. And it's like, yeah, it's about to be the Super Bowl era again. That's the attitude you should have as a fan. That's what rooting for a football team is about. It's about hope. It's about moving forward. It's about being like, yeah, that thing that happened that I loved, let's do it again.
Yeah, nah, I mean.
Let's go.
Nah, I definitely love the energy. And the thing is, like, my generation, or I guess, like, you know, I guess people that were born in 91 and earlier than that, like, they really got to, like, witness all of this. And, you know, experience these uniforms. And my generation didn't necessarily have that same experience. So, you know, just to, like, have some of that, you know, brought over and, you know, be able to, you know, share with, you know, the previous generation, I think is pretty cool. And hopefully,
not to mention,
know,
like, this is the uniforms kind of, even though it wasn't the Super Bowl era, it was the be really bad at football era. It's still, like, the uniform you had as a kid. Like,
yeah.
you went to school and you're wearing the local team's uniform. Like, this is the uniform you were wearing. So, there's still some nostalgia to it.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, yeah, it also makes me think of bad football. And 87 different quarterbacks and 42 head coaches and one long-gone owner somewhere on a boat somewhere enjoying his money and nothing else. You can still be poor while being wealthy. Johnny Dodger, 9426, says, I'm 52, grew up seeing Washington win three Super Bowls from the age of eight. I'm a lifer. I wanted to pick this one because I think this is very cool, Anthony. I also worked for the NFL in their design department around the time we did the Seahawks uni refresh. That was a nice, quote-unquote, modernization for the Seahawks brand. I expect Washington to release a similar tie-in with the past, but the feel is a bit more aggressive. It will certainly avoid any of the political pitfalls. I agree with Kevin, as this is a comment on our chat with Kevin Sheehan about this. I agree with Kevin about the business focus on the new generation and a brand that a younger generation would be proud to wear. The designer in me wants those helmets to look like the Mandalorian. I think, one, that's cool that you never know who's commenting on your videos. But, like, the Seahawks were kind of a classic. I mean, they really changed things, but it was also still very, very much them. And I think that's what's cool about what Washington did here was they really just said, what we had was good. Like, we're not going to mess with it. Maybe a couple tweaks. And what I'm curious to see, I think, moving forward is, like, does the W get an upgrade? I think it has become synonymous with the team. I know there's a version that has, like, the monument in it. And obviously the color of the current W is the, I don't know whether to call it new or old, is the rebranded burgundy, not the original burgundy that is now what's old is new again. I could see them redoing the W with the burgundy and gold and maybe adding something more distinct to it. Whether that happens sooner, later, like, because you don't have to do, like, the NFL will charge you basically to do a full rebrand. But if you want to just update, I think it's you can do it more cost efficiently. Obviously, it still costs a lot of money because all your signage, all your everything has to change. But if they wanted to play this out over the course of years and they're willing to wait, if they did it all with the new stadium and RFK, then you're having to pay for new everything anyway. So I do wonder, like, what's possible there. But that's just it's my brain thinking for 30 seconds. They have people paid a whole lot of money to think about it for a lot longer than 30 seconds.
Yeah, were the Seahawks, I guess, new uniform, were those the start of the color, what is it, the colorway?
The color rush?
Yeah, the color rush.
Yeah, that was kind of around that time. They were definitely, I feel like, one of the first ones. But, like, these new, like, super modern-looking uniforms,
yeah,
like, almost futuristic-looking, although I guess the future is now, like, compared to the old, duller, like, bluer, like, it just, it, like, the Seahawks now are like have an electricity to them.
Yeah.
Right? The old ones didn't. They felt a lot more 90s.
Yeah.
And so I do think that there's a chance to, like, can you do an electrified version of the old colorway that still feels modern? But I think for the uniforms, like, they kind of did. Like, it's just, it's a really sharp, clean, I love the whites. It's perfect. All right. How soon until we see a number 17 in any shade of burgundy and gold? I thought these comments were really interesting in taking the pulse of the fan base, Anthony, on the Terry McLaurin contract situation. Avatar 7x7 or 7x7 says, Terry is smart and knows that on any given play, your career could be done. So he's using the leverage he has to get a deal done. The man plays all out and is fearless when making catches that most receivers wouldn't be willing to take that big hit. Terry has manned up every time. What's that quote from the Matt Damon movie? Pay that man his money. So clearly, I think that the fan base is on Terry's side here. And this is what happens when you are the lone bright spot through the previous doldrums era, when you conduct yourself the right way, when you're someone who the fans can genuinely be proud of, to be like, that guy's my favorite player. That guy plays for my team. That guy's a member of my community. Which leads to a pretty interesting series of comments that I want to read. I want to read all of these in a row, and then we'll get into some of the discussion on Anthony. But it starts with Ralph, Ralph Wells, 4654, who says, I feel like an old man, but I got to make this font bigger on my computer. Just it's a lot of comments in here, Anthony. All right. Ralph Wells, 4654 says, the fan base will never forgive AP, the front office and ownership if Terry is forced to become a disgruntled player. No tags and no trades. Pay him like a top $30 million receiver. Pay Terry what he wants and figure the rest out. He is Terry McLaurin, full stop. Jason Marr, 8, says, above all else, I think it sends a message to the team if they don't sign him soon. He's done everything the right way, stuck it through the bad times, then exploded with a real quarterback last season. What does it say to the rest of the locker room if the poster child for hard work doesn't get rewarded? Reality is the team holds most of the leverage, but they also know they won't be the same offensive juggernaut without him. I'm okay with overpaying simply because he's a baller, a hard worker, and the definition of a commander. I'd be sick if he ended up somewhere else. And last thing, Big NRGCO says, really love the show, guys. Question, do you think this huge microscope on Terry, his ability, his quote-unquote tier, his age, his production, that has now become a national conversation, helps or hurts the Jaden Daniels-Terry McLaurin connection? You must admit this dispute, whichever side of the holdup, has us all looking at production for Terry and now JD by fault with a much bigger lens. Lastly, Terry is my favorite player. I've been a fan since 1981, and we've never had a fan favorite like Terry, even with Art, CP, Lorenzo Alexander, Donnie Warren, Chris Cooley, etc. He's our heartbeat. He's worth the extra $3 million or whatever. Value includes the intangibles. If it's not prohibitive, get the deal done. Keep rocking. The thing I just don't really understand, like, I think the thing that is probably underappreciated the most by fans here is Adam Peters has never negotiated. And I'll just say the thing. Adam Peters has never negotiated a deal like this as a general manager, which is not to say he's messing it up because he's inexperienced. What I mean by that is he has to draw some level of line in the sand where he's like, I'm not going to be a pushover general manager. At the same token, I think it's really important that if you preach certain things, you practice them. And because the Commanders have the financial flexibility, not just this year, but next year, to do exactly that, to be like, you want to know what? You want $31 million? And we think you should be getting 30. That way you can check your box, but like you're insistent on 31 or 32. Like, I don't think $1 or $2 million. Again, it's not my money. It's not my cash. So Josh Harris might be like, that's not how we're going to do business. But for the general manager side of it, from a cap standpoint, I just don't think the extra $1 or $2 million is going to matter. And so while, yes, the year three, every cent is going to matter because that's where you're starting to get an extension territory for Jaden. I believe it will be the third year of this deal with Terry because you're extension eligible after year three. That was year one. So if it's two more years, yeah. So that third year, that matters a lot. And if that is what they're fighting over, then Adam Peters is just going to have to eat you know what publicly. Notice how there haven't been any leaks from the Commander side to be like, oh, Jade or Terry isn't worth it. Like, there hasn't been any of the bickering that sometimes you get with these things where this guy, like, they have not said a word, as far as I can tell, to anyone about this. But if there is a real, like, disagreement over year three, then I understand why this is taking so long. If not, I kind of don't. And if I was Adam, I feel like I'd be trying to push as much as I can into years one and two, which is not typical of how contracts work. But like in terms of the guarantees, I'm trying to front load it. That way by year three, I have ultimate flexibility. And look, if Terry's not available in year, if he does fall off in one of the next 2 years and you cut him in year three because you need that money for Jaden, okay. And you have other, like, you need that money for Mikey. You need that money for Johnny because those guys ball out and they're all extension eligible. And you want to operate like the Eagles where you get ahead of stuff. Like, that's a discussion you have with a 33-year-old Terry McLaurin. Having that discussion with 30-year-old Terry McLaurin when he just had his best season ever and has shown zero signs of slowing down and is the heartbeat of your team, his reps better be asking for something crazy for this deal to be taken as long as it does. And that's what I just don't know. And why I think this deal is probably being held up.
If this deal gets done next week while you're out, are you calling into the show?
I would, if you guys want to call me, I would come on the show.
I mean, I was just curious.
I'm not going to like call in and be like, hey, it's Craig in LA. but no, I would come on the show and talk about it if you want me to.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's going to get done like sooner rather than later.
It's absolutely getting done next week while
just,
I'm gone.
We just are, you know, a little impatient.
You just put the jinx on it, Ant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. I haven't gone on vacation sooner.
It's all right.
You know, it'll get done. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last but not least, we have Ben Golliver on the show. And Ben is the national NBA writer for the Washington Post. He's awesome. It's great to have him on, especially because, as Anthony knows, Ben and I just play like phone tag for a month. We try to get him on during the finals and draft time and free agency, and it just never worked. And then at the end of free agency, finally we were able to connect. He's so good. I was really glad we had him. But I love this screen name, Anthony. City Fent, 4246. Not 50 Cent.
Yeah.
City Fent.
City Fent.
4246. You know, the title of the video, that the way we put it up on YouTube was, has the NBA pushed too far in the name of parody? And City Fent said, silly question. It's like saying, has the league reffed games too fairly? Why should any teams have a built-in advantage? The league should always encourage parity. That's what fair competition is. Anything less is WWE. And City Fent, I think you have missed the premise. That's not what parity is in this case. Parity means you're pushing everyone towards the middle. You are restricting teams' abilities to be better than average. That to me is like, here, let's look at what parity is by like Webster's definition. But to me, when I think of parity and competitive balance, that's what I mean. Yeah, the state or condition of being equal, especially regarding status or pay. Here's the thing. Not all these players and teams perform equally in terms of roster building. And so my issue and what Ben and I were talking about was, how do you reward, like, how do you not have parity for the sake of parity, but how do you reward the teams that do a good job? And that's a very different thing than parity. Parity says, no matter how well you do, we're ultimately going to pull you back to the middle. As opposed to, hey, you drafted really, really well, which is the way that we have said is the way you want to build, or we've done well in free agency, but now we can't keep the team together because it's too expensive. That's what the hard cap, second apron, does. That's what, or the second apron's acting as a hard cap. That's what that does. The first apron and the penalties and the luxury tax and all those things. Those are trying to pull great teams back down and distribute the talent so that everyone is equal. That is not fair to me. It is parity. And so I think that we should think about that as a league, especially a league that has been built on dynasties over the year. Lakers, Celtics, Bulls, Lakers again, Warriors, etc., etc. And that gets to this from Hooponomics 1423, who said, great discussion. The idea of exempting homegrown Supermax deals like Shea's shouldn't mean a full exemption, but maybe it's time to rethink how they count. Because I had said, as I've said for years, I think a great solution would be on these Supermax deals, which, by the way, since this video, less than a week ago, the Thunder have signed two more of them. They have just decided to pay Supermaxes to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren, or I guess he got a max, and then Jalen Williams got a Supermax because he's made All-NBA. Or it could make it if he makes it again next year. Anyway, point is, those guys have gotten the absolute most money they could from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that is more money than they can get from any other team. That's stupid. That means you're bargaining against yourself. And so my idea has always been, let the teams in cash, so what the player gets, offer a Supermax, so there's incentive for the player to stay and rewarding the homegrown talent, the teams that draft well, that do a good job, while not having it count extra against the cap versus if they left. That way, it's an even competitive playing field, and there's a reward for teams that do a good job in the draft. So what if the cap hit at half their value instead of the full amount? That would reward teams for drafting developing stars without letting them stack endlessly. The Warriors are a great case. They drafted Steph, Klay, and Draymond. They re-signed Draymond, but couldn't bring back Klay without pushing over the second apron cliff. The cliff is the issue. Once you cross it, it's a hard stop. A graduated slope plus a partial cap credit for homegrown stars should preserve parity and continuity. We're thinking about for the next CBA. Yeah, like, they got to figure out something, because this is ridiculous. You can't have, especially if a guy gets hurt and, oh my God, we're going to be cash strapped for a year. We'd be willing to pay the luxury tax, but our star is hurt. Hello, Indiana Pacers. And now they're letting Miles Turner walk. They're blowing up the team. Like, that's bad for fans. It's bad for GMs. I don't know that it's actually great for players either. I don't know who wins here, besides teams that are mediocre or bad that get an artificial amount of talent available because they've stunk in building their team in other ways. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, we have cap space because all our players are bad and we haven't had to sign anybody.
Yeah, this is a weird you know, situation, and quite frankly, I don't have the answer to it either. I mean, I think you and Ben probably had a great discussion about it.
You can listen to it anywhere you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify.
I need to.
You'd enjoy it. You listen to it on your ride home today. You don't hear enough of my voice. Or maybe, you know what? Save it for next week while I'm gone, because you'll miss me. You'll miss me when I'm gone, Anthony.
I will.
The other problem, though, is you don't want to make it too, like, because fans follow the transaction so much, mm-hmm. it's already basically impossible to, like, and all these picks, like, they get the more favorable of the pick swap of these four teams and the second most favorable, but only if the moon is in a waxing gibbous. And you're like, what? Simplifying some of this would also go a long way. And I think simple would probably reward teams that are good. And simple would also make it easier to follow for everyone. All right. That's Never Read the Comments here on The Hoffman Show. If you'd like to leave a comment, follow us, or subscribe, I should say, at the Team 980, and of course at Craig Hoffman. When we get back here on The Hoffman Show, The Athletic senior baseball writer Keith Law joins us. Keith, former Major League Baseball executive, now senior writer for The Athletic. Who should the Nats be looking at, and who are they looking at? The number one pick in the draft. Plus, we'll get his thoughts on Mike DiBartolo, the man who will be making the pick instead of Mike Rizzo. All that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.